St. John relates in the 9th chapter of his Gospel the story of the man born blind. Our Lord had healed the blind man on the Sabbath day. The Pharisees questioned the young man and demanded to know who it was that healed him and thus transgressed the law of the Sabbath. The man born blind told them Jesus had cured him. He also told them that he could not have done such a marvelous thing unless he was of God. In response, the Sanhedrin took immediate action against the young man. They expelled him from the synagogue. For the Jews, as St. John says, had already agreed among themselves that if any man should confess him to be the Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. The pastors of the Jewish people, therefore, manifested how little they really cared for the welfare of the flock entrusted to them. The blind man believed that Christ was the Messiah. To the Sanhedrin, this was a crime. And thus, for his belief, the man cured by Christ was excluded from the congregation of God's people. Our Lord afterwards met the man thus expelled from the synagogue. He acknowledged Christ to be the Son of God. And Christ in turn exalted him and condemned the Pharisees for their willful refusal to accept him. He warned the people about false shepherds and then taught them by means of the parable of the good shepherd. And this is the context of today's gospel, and for the Jews, it was not difficult to understand. For next to agriculture, the care of sheep formed the chief occupation of the inhabitants of Palestine. This was true at the time of Christ and during the centuries before his coming. Hence, images of the shepherd's life are met with frequently in the Old Testament. Indeed, we may say that sheep and shepherds are consistently spoken of, for the relationship between the shepherd and his sheep is analogous to the relationship between God and his people. Isaiah's prophesying about the coming Messiah says, "He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather together the lambs with his arm and shall take them up in his bosom, and he himself shall carry them that are with young." Thus, when our Lord said, "I am the good shepherd," the Pharisees knew exactly what he meant concerning himself and them. He was the good shepherd. They were the hireling. They cared nothing for the sheep. He would die for them. Thus he said, "I will lay down my life for my sheep." The scribes and the Pharisees used the people. This we see throughout the gospel from the very beginning. That is why St. Matthew says of Christ, seeing the multitudes, he had compassion on them, because they were distressed and lying like sheep that have no shepherd. Our Lord is truly our good shepherd who laid down his life for us. But not only for us, for he said, "I have other sheep that are not of this fold. Those also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice." Let us, my dear faithful, listen for his call by fidelity to our prayers especially the Rosary, which contains the story of his entire life. Let us approach him with confidence, having before us always his consoling words, "I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me." And on this Good Shepherd Sunday, I ask that you remember in your prayers another good shepherd who has a true solicitude for souls. A good shepherd who, like our Lord, having seen the multitudes lying like sheep that have no shepherd, seeing a world that has turned its back on God, seeing a hierarchy that has virtually joined forces with Satan to help him destroy the church if it were possible. A good shepherd who has had compassion on us. A good shepherd who has spent himself in caring for the sheepfold. And that is Bishop Kelly, who just a week ago celebrated his 47th anniversary of ordination to the Holy Priesthood. Bishop Kelly's health has been steadily declining for some time, and I know he will be very grateful for your prayers. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.